This is VOA News. The reporter from Elton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger in the November national election, former Vice President Joe Biden, focused Monday on the historic destructive wildfires on the U.S. West Coast. Mr. Trump, who has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states of California, Oregon, and Washington, is visiting California for a briefing on the wildfires from Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, a vocal critic of the president. Mr. Trump is also visiting McClellan Park near the state capital of Sacramento for more discussions with local and federal officials about the blazes that have killed at least 35 people and destroyed more than a million hectares of land. The president, who has often questioned the science of climate change, has blamed poor forest management for the spread of the fires and their intensity. His visit to hard-hit California, where polls show he faces sharp opposition, gives him a chance to offer sympathy for the victims of the fires and emphasize the federal firefighting assistance he's approved. Meanwhile, Biden has delivered a speech in his home state of Delaware, criticizing the Trump presidency for not providing enough federal assistance to fight the fires and ignoring the increase in global temperatures that scientists say has helped fuel the blazes. Climate change is a centerpiece of the Biden campaign. Well, early in his presidency, Mr. Trump withdrew the United States from the International Paris Climate Change Pact. Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland with some of the worst air quality in the world. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. More on this and other stories available at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download for your phone. This is VOA News. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko traveled to the Black Sea resort of Sochi on Monday for talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. He was expected to seek critical support for his government from the Russian leader. It's their first meeting since Lukashenko won re-election in a disputed election last month. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the United Nations human rights chief said that allegations of torture during the protest against Lukashenko's re-election must be investigated. The UN Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital Minsk on Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against President Lukashenko after he claimed victory in the election his opponents alleged was rigged. The police said they detained more than 400 protesters in the capital, with arrests continuing into the evening. Russia's Interfax news agency reports that shots were fired into the air to keep protesters away from an area where the Belarusian leadership lives. The Kremlin's ruling United Russia Party maintained its majority with victories in nationwide local elections that wrapped up on Sunday, even as several candidates affiliated with stricken opposition leader Alexei Navalny scored important victories in closely watched races. A total of six Kremlin-backed governors scored victories with more than 80% of the vote, improbably surpassing even President Vladimir Putin's margins during his re-election campaign in 2018. Despite a recent ratings dip, Mr. Putin and his image handlers have long positioned the Russian leader as the sole figure allowed to shine on the national stage. The vote also took place amid polls showing growing public anger over falling wages and a stagnant economy, gutted by the falling world oil prices and fallout from the spread of the coronavirus. The German government said Monday two more laboratories in France and Sweden have independently confirmed that Kremlin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Speaking at a news briefing in Berlin, government spokesman Stefan Seibert told reporters that, along with the German lab analysis, there are now three independent labs that have confirmed how Navalny was poisoned. He said all indications are absolutely clear a poisoning situation has occurred in Russia. Seibert said the Russian side is called upon now that three independent labs confirmed the result to declare themselves. Russia has denied any involvement with the poisoning and accused the West of a smear campaign. The 44-year-old Navalny fell ill on a Russian domestic flight August 20th and was taken to Germany 2 days later for treatment. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.